You're listening to KJW 94.5 FM. My name is Zipporah Mundy. Joining me in the studio right now is Dr. Keith Pinchback. He is the chancellor of the University of Arkansas, or Phillips Community College branch of University of Arkansas. Did I say that correctly?
You said it well. That's
okay.
Fine enough.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm very good. I'm ready for the heat to dissipate, but other than that, I'm doing well.
So am I. Today is registration day for Phillips Community College, so people can go to PCC anytime today and get registered for classes. Is that right?
That is correct, and there's no excuse not to give it a shot. This is an opportunity that not everybody has, but just come talk with us. I'm sure if it's a financial issue, we can work through that. If it's a test-taking issue, we can work through that. We have numerous opportunities for you, whether you want to be an MLT, whether you want to drive a truck, or whether you want to transfer to another university. There is no excuse not to take advantage of PC, to be honest.
I agree with that. And I'm not just saying that because I'm an alumni, but the fact that I was able to go through Phillips Community College means that I was able to experience what PC had. And there was a lot of, like, oh, I didn't know that moments. I was like, wow, moments. Like, this is an awesome school. And so I really feel like it's a wonderful resource that we have to take advantage of, but we're not going to take advantage if we really don't know all that it offers. And so that's why we have you here today.
Well, excellent. We have an excellent group of faculty and staff. I would match up my faculty against any school in the state of Arkansas. They do a tremendous job, and they work with the students.
They do. I want everyone to hear the community aspect. They really care about you and the professors, and when you're going through something, they're there to help you. They're there to make sure that you succeed. I just think it's not possible to fail at PC unless you want to. That's how
exactly we understand our community, and we want to be as much a part of our community. I know it's cliche community college, but we really understand if a student has an issue with their child or with a elderly parent who may have some sickness. Our faculty understands that. We attempt to do what we can to help provide that service. Whether it's our food pantry closet or one of our clothes pantry closets, which allows, for when a student needs to go out and interview, may not have a suit, we have a clothes pantry.
That's awesome.
And all the numbers point to the direction if a student comes to school and they're not have a full belly, which is something I enjoy very much, having a full belly, that they're not going to listen in class. I remember when I was living on ramen noodles going to class, and that was an issue. And now we got a food pantry thanks to several of our faculty and staff members putting that together. We have a lot of good things happening on our campus.
So now, with today being registration day, what if someone has not filled out an application just yet? Can they still do that today?
Yes. Just come through the doors. I know there's a stigma of the ivory tower that college sometimes can be, but give us a chance. Come on out, experience it. We have a great admission staff. That's where you'd start. And the administration building at the top of the hill, on the second floor, they're coming in to admissions, and that's where you begin.
Okay.
And they'll direct you, whether it be financial aid to getting a parking permit, etc.
Yeah, and I say maybe you have questions in your mind, maybe if you're unsure. A lot of times the vision gets clearer once you start having those conversations
exactly.
with people. You're like, okay, I see if this can work, or I see how this can work, or when. Now, what if someone can't make it out today? Can they still get in even after today?
Certainly. We're gonna allow registration up till the day classes start, which is a week on Wednesday.
Okay.
So there's honestly no excuse to not come by and at least make effort to see what we can do.
Yeah.
If we can't put together something for this semester, there's always in spring. But let's start this week. If you're sitting there and you may be playing Xbox, it may be time to take another step.
Yes, so, you're right.
There's opportunities.
Or Fortnite. Fortnite.
Which I play Xbox, but I do not do Fortnite. And I know that's shameful being a 54-year-old man. Have you ever heard of Skyrim? I play Skyrim all the time.
No, I haven't heard
it's
of
shameful.
Skyrim.
It's shameful. I shouldn't even be saying that out there.
So now let's talk about some of the things happening at PC this fall and maybe some of the new improvements.
One of the first things, and it goes back to this summer, is a relationship we built with the University of Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Starting this year, if you get a degree from PC, you can transfer to the University of Arkansas Fayetteville and pay the same price of tuition that you paid at PC.
You're kidding!
What that means is the present $72 per hour will transfer to Fayetteville for your junior and senior year.
What?
For $72 an hour.
Are you serious?
We put the numbers to it, and it's a savings, depending on the classes you take, of $8,000 to $10,000.
Wow.
Now, just think about that. The University of Arkansas has kind of been always had a barrier around it when it came to the state. Mm-hmm. But well, there is a new chancellor there, and he went to all the UA system schools, mm-hmm. and he has had the foresight to say, I want the kids from the two-year schools. Well, I say kids, students, whomever.
Yeah.
So it would have changed my direction if that had been around back in the 80s.
Yeah.
But on top of the fact that we're $72 an hour freshman and sophomore year and transfer, you're saving a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
And finances are always an issue.
Oh, my goodness. You know, finances is a lot of times the issue that we're not discussing.
But our tuition is $72 per hour. Mm-hmm. I can't emphasize the effectiveness of a community college when it comes to that. Now, mm-hmm. think about that. $72 per hour, rounded up, three-hour class, $71, $40, $210. So for a little less than around $200 and $220, you could take a class. And I'm sure that we could find a Pell Grant, a scholarship, or something to help you along. I understand the importance of four-year schools, but there is a cost connected to it.
$800
exactly.
per class cost. I just wanted to give it some perspective there.
Yes.
That's super cheap.
My wife and I one time lived in Searcy, Arkansas, and when I was working at ASUBB, there's a young man that we got to know very well, and he was a sophomore at Harding University, which is a private school. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to be a teacher. He was training to be a teacher. Mm-hmm. I would advise anybody who wants to help humanity out to be a teacher. But the reality is, in the state of Arkansas, starting teachers do not get paid incredibly well. Mm-hmm. This young man already had a student loan after 2 years of $65,000.
Wow.
I can guarantee you, when you leave PC, you won't have a student loan.
Oh, no, you will not.
And $65,000 after 2 years on your shoulders is pretty rough. It affects all the decisions you make in the future.
It does.
And I hate to say that this is the reality is you can't file bankruptcy and disappear from these student loans.
Right.
It just does not happen.
And they follow you into your marriage.
Follow into your death.
They follow you.
Unfortunately.
And then it's growing because of the interest.
Yes.
And unless you're making a good amount of money, then the amount that you're paying towards it is not even covering the loan. Like, you're really just paying off the interest. So it takes forever to go away. And so that's why I'm saying we're not having the financial discussion enough, because we defer that conversation because, oh, we can get a student loan. But you are putting a burden on your future self, and you don't even know what circumstances you're going to run into. You have dreams and ambitions, but you're already giving your own self roadblocks, financial roadblocks, because the Bible is right when it talks about the borrower is slave to the lender.
Yes.
That's so true. That's so true, because debt is enslaving.
I agree. And that young man who probably went on to graduate from Harding probably had a $120,000 student loan and was going to start out his first year at $38,000 to $40,000.
Yeah.
Now, those numbers are frightening.
That is.
How do you get out of that? It affects you when you go to buy a house, when you buy a car. I mean, it's sticker shock. It really is.
That's deep. I didn't think about the house part.
But
you're talking about credit.
And exactly.
So you're right. It really does affect other areas. And that's why this is a really important conversation. And parents really need to think about, when they are having conversations, when they're talking to their kids about college, that they need to be putting the right priorities in their minds, because we pick colleges for all kind of reasons. I like the dorm rooms. I like the campus. I like the food, you know, the food they have. I like the football team.
Exactly.
And, you know, we have all of these things that have nothing to do with our actual career, right?
Correct.
And so I think it's important, when you pick a school, that they need to have the program that you want to study. Mm-hmm. You know, number one, do they have the program that you want to study? Will you have a support system while you are there so that you can stay focused? Can you afford it? I say I went to Arkansas State, but I went to Phillips Community College first. And by the time I went to Arkansas State, there was a transfer scholarship. When you come from, you know, you're bringing a 2-year degree, then I automatically qualified I had to fill out application. Of course, there's a certain grade point average, which I was able to have, because you can't fail at PC if you want to succeed. You know, the way the professors help you, you can't fail. You can end up leaving PC with a high grade point average and enough to transfer. And Ole Miss has a whole lot of community college transfer scholarships. And that transfer scholarship paid for my room and board. It paid for it. I wouldn't have been able to go to A-State if it wasn't for PC. And that's just me being real about it.
Yes. And remember, your freshman and sophomore year are your basic courses.
They're your basic courses.
They're the same courses that you're getting at a four-year school or a private school. Mm-hmm. Just the difference is five times cost.
Right.
I mean, it's just, I just don't understand those. Now, granted, those that get a full ride scholarship, I understand that. But remember, please look at the numbers, because there are no full rides.
There's always something.
Except at PC.
And that's true, because if you have a Pell Grant, a lot of times you're getting a refund from the Pell.
Correct.
Because the Pell Grant covers the cost is so inexpensive. I remember feeling like I was getting paid to go to college.
Yes.
The point that we're trying to stress is the financial part is really, really important when it comes to college. And I have so many friends, they're looking back and saying, you know, I wish I had went to PC and got my basics out the way, or I just wish I had did it differently.
Mm-hmm.
Because now that they're out, they're feeling the weight of that financial part.
I understand.
And like you said, if I'm taking a college algebra course at PC, or if I'm taking a college algebra course at a university, the difference at PC is it's going to cost less, and I will get more attention as far as if I need the help. The financial piece is really, really important.
And at a community college level, we are trying to break down as many barriers and excuses for you not to come to school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I wanted to give you a little something today that since you asked me to come along. Starting in the spring semester, we're going to have a bus that travels through the community.
You're kidding.
To bring kids to school.
Who does that?
Yeah, well, we stole it from another school in Northeast Arkansas. But
okay.
We got a Ridge Runner van, we're going to call it.
That's
in spring, and we're
awesome.
Going to pick out certain points in the community, mostly churches.
Mm-hmm.
Vaughn Daniels has been putting together, I don't know if you know Reverend Vaughn in the community,
mm-hmm.
but he's putting it. We really wanted to start it this week, but our bus didn't come in time. So.
Okay.
And I have to have the Ridge Runner all over him, of course.
Of course.
So in spring, we know that we have students that don't have transportation.
Mm-hmm.
That was brought to our attention when we put the food pantry together. Mm-hmm. So I'm giving you no excuse. We're going to pattern the classes after those times that you can get in. It's just going to be like if they went to Central.
I love it.
They can get on at 8. We'll have their first class start at 9, and we'll take them home around 4 o'clock.
I love that.
So
I love that.
We're going to put that in the community. We're going to you're going to see that all around town.
Uh-huh.
I've already had some people, if we could drive them to Walmart and such. And I don't think that I'm going to be able to do that unless they take a class. Then we might reconsider that. So I don't know if you heard about that, but
I had not.
You are
the first. This is the first.
It's a big deal for us to be part of the community once again.
Mm-hmm.
And we want it to make no excuses whatsoever.
I see that.
If the time comes and you see me out at Walmart or someplace else, and you want to tell me something that will allow me to improve our college or be a better community partner, I want to find no excuses. I want to be at a point where, why have you not come to class?
I like that.
My wife said I needed to give you something special, so I hope that's special.
That's special, because that says a lot about you as a college.
I hope so.
It does. For a college to say, the attitude in college is, okay, you're adults now.
Mm.
You know, you need to take responsibility. And which is true, you're adults, you need to take responsibility and all of that. And those are not our problems. You know
yes.
what I'm saying? And that's not y'all's attitude.
No, I know I had a young individual, and I don't want to embarrass them because I think they still live in the community, went mm-hmm. through one of our CDL programs or welding programs. That individual was living in the car.
Mm.
And we don't want that. We can help access services. But that car didn't move. It wasn't a drivable vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And that hit me in the head and said, look, first of all, we need to help this individual find a place to stay, which my advisors did. And second of all, it just nailed home that that's an excuse. And I understand that excuse. If you don't have transportation, you're not going to come to class. It goes back to food. If you don't have any food in your stomach, you're not going to listen in class. So I'm excited about that. I'll probably be riding the bus the first couple of days. It's a big deal for us.
Yeah.
So...
That's amazing.
Well, thank you. We're excited about it.
And are y'all listening? Why would you not want to go to a school that does all of that? Okay, finding someone a place to, come on, who does that? I love that. So let's talk about what PC actually has to offer academically.
Academically, we were always going to be a transfer college. Growing up, you always heard doctors and lawyers. Doctors and lawyers are great. We always need doctors. We got plenty of lawyers. Really don't need any more of those. But we need plumbers, we need HVAC, we need CDL drivers, we need medical technologists, we need EMTs, and all those individuals will have no student loan when they graduate, unlike a doctor or a lawyer, and will, over time, make money $60,000 to $80,000 to $90,000. So we need to have a paradigm change in this country to be able to understand that it's okay to be a plumber. So I understand that it doesn't have to be doctor, physician, which is a great job. But the reality of this community college is to get our local individuals employed when they haven't had the chance.
Right.
And if we give you the tools to go out there and drive a truck or do plumbing or take blood from an individual, we have changed your life, we hope. One of my favorite stories is about a couple of young men 2 years ago that went through our welding program. They were playing Xbox 24/7, Fortnite most likely, but are now making $60,000 in Osceola working for Big River Steel. Now, granted, I'd love to keep them here, keep them paying taxes. Maybe those things will come, you know. But the expectation and the happiness you saw those individuals, it's worth it. Graduation is what it's all about.
Right.
Completion, to see the eyes of the students, whether it be a graduate recently from high school or the 45-year-old non-traditional. I was a non-traditional. I went off to the military and came back. Most people heard my story in the community. And graduated in my 20s, and I was a non-traditional. And so don't give up. If you're 40, if you're 50, if you're 60,
it's not too late.
Education is power.
Yeah.
And use it to your advantage.
But skill set too, because a lot of what you're saying is skill set, and we're not talking about just book knowledge and being able to pass a test, but we're talking about knowing and understanding things about how the world works and being in high demand because you know how to do something, you know how to fix something. You know?
And then hopefully one of these days when they get a little money in their pocket, they'll give back to the community.
Yeah.
And maybe give back to the community college.
Yes. Yes.
That's the feel good happy that you get when you can help somebody out.
When you can help somebody. So some of the programs, you have the CDL now. But I remember when you were talking about that you wanted to do that. And it was awesome to see here and to talk to somebody that came in and had a vision because you saw a need.
Yes.
And so now the program is here. Like, I remember when it first happened, I said, he did it. And so
I'd love to claim all that, but Dr. Debbie King is the person that put it together.
She
put it together overnight, and her and her staff and faculty have just done a tremendous job. And I think out of the last two classes, we have 100% placement. Everyone found a job. Now, that's the story that you want to hear.
Yes, I've been seeing some remodeling at the college, too. What's going on?
The first thing was, we have a beautiful campus, but it's beginning to show some age. And the reality is, we are in competition with other schools. EACC over in Forest City has a brand new campus, and it looks visually attractive. ASU Mid-South in West Memphis is absolutely gorgeous. Ours is, but we just needed a little bit of a facelift. The Fine Arts Building is just gorgeous. That is the primary contact of most of the people in our community. That's the first time they see us. And so we've done a little facelift, nothing major except externally and on the inside, just the flooring and such. So it should be a brand new grand opening here in the next couple of months.
I'll be looking
forward. Of course, you know, the biggest question I have is about the basketball team. And I want a basketball team so bad. And maybe one of these days, but if you've seen our gym, back in the 80s when I played basketball, which wasn't very much, they had those old rubber courts, and we still have that old rubber court in there with a little very bad ventilation. So it's going to take a little bit of a facelift in there. But a lot of my fellow two-year schools are now going to the NJCAA to play basketball. And a matter of fact, UA Rich Mountain over in MENA just started a soccer team and a baseball team. We're looking at those things because I how many numerous stories about how good the Ridge Runner was back in the day.
Yeah.
I think you played volleyball, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, Zipporah, don't do it. You're talking about basketball. Don't bring up volleyball. I was like, what?
Well, basketball, volleyball would be an option.
Yes. I mean,
the biggest thing would be how far we have to travel for competition.
Right.
We already have an intramural league, which we play, which is the Arkansas Delta
League.
And it's a lot of fun. And,
it is.
And they really enjoy it. But
I did.
But, I mean, to you know, my dream would be to see a junior starting forward from PC playing at UA Monticello, UAPB, UA Fayetteville, ASU.
Yeah.
That would be phenomenal.
That would be phenomenal. Can we also talk about the opportunity that seniors have in high school to take credit courses at PC? It's really smart to do, in my opinion.
Yes.
If you get out of school early, you go take your basic courses at PC. By the time you get ready to go off to school, you have got that freshman year out of the way, or any, you know,
exactly
any
right.
help that you need. Can we talk about that?
Concurrent classes are dual enrollment, and that's what they're called in a course. And some seniors get out of class at 11 o'clock mm-hmm. high school. And if you were to take a couple hours here and a couple hours there, you would be close to a sophomore by the time you left your mm-hmm. high school. If you took classes during your concurrent hours and then moved on and took a couple hours summer prior to your first class in college, mm-hmm. you would have achieved that level. And I hear students all the time who, by the time they went to ASU or Fayetteville or came to our campus, they had their freshman year taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge weight off of your shoulders,
mm-hmm.
Financially and with the environment, because there is a change when you go off to college.
Yeah.
You know, mom's cooking's not around, which, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand a lot of people want to move off. I understand that for their growth. But not everybody needs to move off.
Yeah. And patience is important.
Exactly
sometimes.
Right. And going back to the concurrent classes, don't leave that opportunity on the table. If you're mm-hmm. a senior or a junior going into the opportunity to becoming a senior next year,
right.
take advantage of those. Talk to your counselors, because you could get all those worrisome classes out before you went. If you're not good at algebra, which I am not,
mm-hmm.
you could take that algebra class and kind of piggyback on your other class.
Right.
And have the support that you're going to need probably to get through that class.
Yes.
Take advantage of it.
Yes. Listen to wisdom. So if you have a child, you're tuning in and they are a senior, or if you are a senior and you're listening, enroll in Phillips Community College and start taking some of your basic courses and get that out the way. You will be so glad that you did that. You'd be so glad that you did that. And you, by the time you go off, you kind of have a GPA to show.
Exactly right.
You know, so you are even more attractive for scholarships, I would think. I just really want to encourage that.
We have a long list of opportunities. I wouldn't have time to list them
here. To list them all.
But the reality is, if there's something you have an inkling of doing, come up and talk to us.
Yeah.
I mean, come up today and chat with us as you come in to talk to admissions. My office is right across. You can mm-hmm. you can see it. The door is open. And if you have issues or fears and concerns, come on in. We'll work through them.
All right. So y'all listening, you know, they have so many things. If you are creative and you want to go into the arts, if you like to work with your hand, you want to do welding, cosmetology, if you are want to be a beautician or a barber or in nursing. And I know that you have started a cybersecurity program.
Exactly.
I think that's powerful, because cybersecurity is going to be that's where the money's going to be.
Every time I get the credit card phone call saying that they have breached my name or that, I'm like, oh, yeah, we need more of that. So
you need more cybersecurity. So listen, you can go to PC today because it is registration day. If you can't make it out today, then you can go tomorrow. But I just really want to encourage you to take advantage of the opportunities that they have. Phillips Community College is a valuable resource that our community needs to take advantage of. I feel like they're just set up for you to succeed. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
I mean, if I did it, Lord.
You know.
I definitely had Jesus on my shoulder. You know about it.
Well, Dr. Pinchback, we appreciate you coming in. Is there anything else you would like to leave with us today?
Just thank you for having me. I appreciate it very much. I hope I didn't bore you too much with my...
No, you're always fun.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And if you want to check out PC Online, you can go to pccua.edu. That's the website. And we've been talking to Dr. Keith Pinchback, who is the Chancellor of Phillips Community College. Stay tuned.